had a radio show where he always talking shit about someone on Facebook wearing leggings and yoga pants. You need to get off your ass and get a real job, you bum ass nigga. Ugly ass looking.
I got a new song. Everybody tune in. So run, go tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show?
Oh, my regard, crazy. Please call in. 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio, I do it for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you. I got a new show. Everybody tune in. So run, go tell a friend. Don't ever try to play me.
Like, what's the name of your show?
Don't worry, going crazy. Please call in 347-857-4302. Pre-game radio, I do this for my crew. To my haters, I'm still laughing at you.
Your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. And we got a lot of good things to talk about, a lot of drama going down in Elmira, a lot of drama going down all over the world. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm paying some quick bills, give y'all niggas a chance to settle in, get your popcorn, you know what I'm saying, check your Facebook and Twitter messages, you know what I'm saying. We're going to play some Tupac, you know how I do, nigga. I hit him up.
I ain't no motherfucker.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. West Side, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas, we bring it to you. First of all, fuck your bitch and the clique you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas, fuck for life. Plus, Puffy trying to see me weak, hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark-ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules, Lil' Steezer, go at your homie, how I leave you. Cut your young ass up.
I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass bad boy.
Feel. Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank White need to kiss Frank Wright for setting traps. Little accident murderer. And I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat attack when I'm serving ya. Drink and shake your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll push back at this every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me, but your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. That's how we do it, keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living bummy, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace, you copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me, I took it in smell. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from any W jurors with plenty murders occurs. No points of comment, we bring the drama to all you heard. Not to check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's to your knees. Copping please is easy scenario. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Get your little Junior Wap or click smoked up. What the fuck?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
You're on the air.
What's going on? What's going on? This is Veg, Meshness Post Sound Studios, Rock Runner Radio. What's popping?
What's popping, Veg? What's good? You're welcome. Elmira gone crazy. We just talking about a lot of things. We bugging out. This is the show. I'm back. I'm full
right,
back.
Right, man.
Got to do the things right. I like to do. What's going on, Vex?
Chilling, man. Just calling to show love, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you called our show, so I'm just simply, you know, showing it back. You know what I mean? This is Rockland Radio. Your man, Big Vex Engineer, out here in Rockland, holding it down. I'm just calling to show love. So I know Lucky got his own show now, so. You know what I mean? Just showing love and saying peace and love. You know, peace, love, and music. You know what I'm saying? So much love. I know you're doing your thing out there, Luck, as far as the music. Now you got this show. So,
yeah.
Huh?
You want to let people know what you're doing as far as Rockland County? A lot of people that don't know about Rockland from Elmira, Rockland is a place where, you know, the music situation birthed me. And a lot of people don't know is that
right.
I recorded a lot of songs, and you helped me structure, you know, just being a rapper and other things like that. You want to let people know a little bit more about you and how they can contact you and what you have to offer to the game?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. My partner, Precise, is here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm on the phone. Just a few seconds.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I got you. Nah, yeah, real quick, you know what I mean? And once again, my name is Big Veg, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, Rockland County. SNS Pro Sound Studios is my studio. It's a studio where Lucky came through and basically, I guess you could say, commercialized himself, you know what I mean, in the game as far as underground and all that. He did hits over here with Shaheen the Man Child and so many more, you know, Emperor Chi and all that, you know what I mean? So definitely shout out to him. He's definitely doing his thing. But, yeah, you know, I'm basically a recording engineer and mixing engineer with my own recording studio. Anybody that needs studio time, you know what I'm saying, or even just to get the stuff mixed because nowadays you could just send sessions through the email and all that. Y'all hit me up at 845-269-8702. Once again, the number is 845-269-8702. And also, we got the Rock Runner Radio Show popping every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. And, I mean, we be playing the illest from Rockland and beyond, beyond meaning the whole world since it's on the internet. You know what I'm saying? You know, we play tracks from, you know, UK, from Chicago to the West Coast, all over. So if you guys want to send us some tracks, you know, send us some tracks at rockrunnerradio845@gmail.com. Go ahead.
All right, Veg. You know, there's a lot of rappers that listen in and tune in and stuff like that. And before we go into the actual topic of the day, when artists come to your studio and stuff, things of that nature, I'm quite sure you've dealt with a lot of rap artists and you're sitting in your engineering. How do you know if that kid has it? You know, sometimes you listen, you're like, yo, you know, this kid is gonna go places if he applies himself. You know, how do you know this?
Well, basically, I look at it like, boom, I'm, you know, like you said, you know, I'm doing these sessions and I see these artists in here and they're doing their thing. Some artists have it, some artists don't. The difference is, an artist that has it, like, you can just tell by the emotion that they put in the songs when they're recording. You know what I mean? Like, an artist doesn't just come here to rap. Or doesn't come in to just, you know, record, sing, poetry, whatever they do. You know what I mean? An artist that comes here, obviously organized with their, as far as what they're knowing what to do. Okay, yo, Veg, I'm going to do the hook first, and I'm going to do da-da-da-da. Now I'm going to come in here and say, oh, Veg, I don't know what's going on, but we're just going to press record. That could work sometimes, too, but then at the end of the day, you want to be organized. But then, you know what I'm saying? So artists that come in here with that passion, that love, you can hear it when they record, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
You know what I mean? So right, that's really what it is, you know?
Not to cut you off real quick, Vag, I just want to give a shout-out to all the callers on deck. I see you. Even all the private callers, that's cool.
Word.
As long as you're in the
Word.
Building. I just want to just, you know, if you tuned in, this is Elmira Gone Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. This is sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout-out to Brooklyn Black.
Brooklyn Black, what up?
Okay, with the question of the day, Vag, we're talking about, I'm going to start off talking about this, mothers. Good and bad. I know
amazing.
Just from having a relationship with you and stuff, and from what I've seen, you have an amazing mom. Do you want to let the people know what makes an amazing mom, what makes your mom so amazing?
I mean, just the fact that, you know, my mom is cool with letting me explore my options as far as me letting me be what I want to be. You know what I'm saying? That, my mom being there when I need her, of course. You know what I'm saying? As a mother, you need to be there when, you know, when your child needs you most. You know what I'm saying? And just, yeah, yo, just, she's always there and let me explore my options. Like, she let me build a studio in her crib, you know what I'm saying? Like, not a lot of mothers do that, you know what I mean? And trust them to have public, you know what I'm saying, the public come in, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, random people coming into her house, but obviously she knows that she trusts me with people who come in, You know what I'm saying? So,
and so
you know what I mean?
Dude,
it's just love, man. It's just love, man. You know? It's just, and of course, she shows love.
And the reason behind me actually talking about mothers, you know what I'm saying? Because I actually have a bad mother. And so, you know, I like to give both sides of the spectrum. And so, you know, in Elmira, and that's the place where I'm at present, there's a lot of broken homes. And
right.
I think that, you know, by people listening, they can kind of, you know, there's a lot of young mothers, and they don't know how to be good mothers based off,
right.
you know, the their mom, their grandmoms, vice versa. And so they can
right.
hear and stuff like that. And I just want to thank you for calling in, Veg, and you want to give a shout-out? You and Precise want to give a shout-out? Hold on 1 second, not before you go into that, Veg.
Huh?
1 second, Veg.
Okay.
Private caller, you're on the air.
I just want to say Elmira going crazy.
Elmira, you have shout-out to the girls that called in. Elmira Girls Crazy, whoever you are, thank you for taking the time to actually dial number. And just gave me a clip. Cha-ching. Thank you. Call again. All right, back to Veg. You want to give me a shout-out to anybody?
yo, shout-out to my man Lucky V, because he be, yo, the most funniest and comical brother, you know what I mean, doing his fucking thing, man. My man Precise is in the building, the hood anchor of 845. He says, what's up? Shout-out to everybody doing their thing. Shout-out to you, Lucky, for doing your thing on Blog Talk. You joined the Blog Talk family, so you're part of our family, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love, man, you know what I mean? Rock on the radio every Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, 6 to 8. We got a new show, Word on the Street, coming Wednesday from 7 to 9, coming soon, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Check us out on YouTube and all that. You know, the Sienna Experience also on YouTube, Rock on the Media. We got a bunch of things in the work, man. Rockwind and Radio. I said it already. Rockwind Entertainment, that's what I mean. Of course, homies hit me up for that time. 845-269-8702. You know what I mean? Hit me up for that time for the studio. SNS Pro Sound Studios, man. If anything, Lucky, I'll let you go to get back to your crazy Omari.
We can't let you go just yet. We can't let you go just yet. We just want to get a quick sponsor. And we have our sponsor. Today's sponsor is Cash for Gold. You know what I'm saying? New or old, get it sold. 607-215-1620. You know what I mean? If your baby dad do you dirty, tell me your gold. I'll buy it from you. Veg, one more quick thing. I know you're a busy guy. You're a rich guy. So, ladies, if you're listening, you want to take that guy's money. He's rich.
You're so stupid.
Dating.
No.
Dating. why do you think black dudes date white women, vice versa? Why black women date, you know, white guys and stuff like that? And do you see a problem with that?
I mean, at the end of the day, nowadays, like, you know, as long as the love is there, and as long as it's reality, like there's no lead-ons and everything is right, it doesn't matter what color you are, black, blue, white, orange, green, it don't matter, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and you know, you're going to have to go for the flavor that you're feeling, and that's just really what it is, period.
All right. Well, I want to give a special shout out to the Rock Runner Radio. Them guys. What's your guys' dates and times so they people that's tuning in they can tune into your radio station also or show.
Every Tuesday from 6 to 8. Just go to www.rockrunradio.com. Every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
And
excuse me, 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time.
And all the sexy single ladies, if y'all want to add them, it's Rock Runner, right? ROC space. RUNNA?
Radio, yes, with the radio also.
Rock Runner, Radio, Adam, you know what I mean? He's a single, they're two single guys, I think. They got a lot of money, so they might want to go get that. Shout out to them. Shout out to Rockland County, 845 on the check-in. We're going to let you go, Veg, because I know you got a lot of things to take care of. You're a busy man.
Precise wishes you, you know, basically salutes you, says you are the king of the YouTube. You know what I mean? King of YouTube. You know what I mean? That's Duffy Peace. You know what I mean? Miss New City reaching over 10 bajillion hits on YouTube, which he actually recorded at SNS Pro Sound Studios, mixed and recorded here by yours truly. And that's what it is.
And at the end of the day, I'm going to say it live on air. If it wasn't for SNS Pro Studios, there will be no Lucky Me, Mr. New City. No matter how much shit I talk on a daily, how much cockiness I have, if
Word.
I didn't come and record my 100 songs or whatever or more songs at your studio to help perfect my craft and my sound, there will be
Word.
No Lucky Me. So to all you people that like my music, my singing, even though I don't can't sing, but if you like it, it's because Veg, you know, he kind of like brought me up. He gave me the opportunity to record. So all you guys in Elmira who have studios, you never know who might be the next phenom or something like that. Open up your studio. They're going to pay. You know, let them record. Shout out to you, Vet.
Word.
That's what it is, homie. Lucky, I'm going to let you go. Get back to your Elmiriness. How about you later, family? Yo, peace, love, and music, my brother.
All right.
My man, peace, love, and music.
All right, Vet. We got the we got a private caller. Got their hand up. They want to say something. Private caller, you are on the air. Private girl, I said private girl. Private caller, you're on the air. What's going on? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling to talk about that white shit.
Okay. Now, first of all, okay. All right. You don't want to tell me where you're from. That's cool. I appreciate you calling it. All right. We talk. First thing first. Your mom, is she a good person or a bad person?
My mom a great person.
What makes your mom a great person so the people can know, these Elmira girls can know what it takes to be a good mom?
Just everything about her.
What characteristics? Meaning, like, you know, because there's a lot of mothers, like young mothers in Elmira don't know what it takes to be a good mother. So maybe you can enlighten them and let them know what makes your mom a good mom.
Teachers is qualified. Let me just meet Ramsey faithfully.
Okay. So as far as... What is your ethnicity? You're black, Puerto Rican, white?
I'm Puerto Rican.
All right, so you're Puerto Rican. So now that I know you're Puerto Rican, I can start talking like this. And so when I start talking like this, I'm like, give me two chicken, maybe some rice and beans, and some plantain. Oh, okay. Black guys dating white chicks. How you feel about that?
Boy, let me tell you. Hello,
Hello, you're on deck. How do you feel about that? Speak out.
How do I feel about what?
How do you feel about black guys dating white women and white women dating vice versa, or black women dating white guys? How you feel about
it? I feel like black boys be with white bitches because they know they walk all over these dumbass bitches.
That's
hell.
So what you trying to say? There's black women that don't get walked over on?
No, there is, but I'm saying though, some white girls put up with a lot.
Maybe, and like, because I'm a fan, I'm a Snow Bunny fan. Anyone knows me knows I'm a Snow Bunny fan or whatever, and you guys are entitled to your opinion. But what I might say, would you agree to say that black women like to enforce their opinions on people, whether it's males or females?
Repeat that.
I said black African American women, they like to enforce their opinions. Like, it's kind of like if they say something, it has to go. And if it's not this way, it's the wrong way. Is it safe to say that?
That ain't true. That ain't true, Zaddy.
That's not true at all?
Nah, not with me at least.
So at the end of the day, you're in a relationship. Your man has a 50% equal chance of speaking himself and letting his, you know. So you're not ghetto. You're not ratchet. You're a good Puerto Rican girl. Since you say you're Puerto Rican.
Yes, girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
We don't like niggas that we can walk all over. That's that pussy shit.
So this comes to the topic of talking about good men, females wanting bad guys like the bad boys or the good guys.
Lucky you a hoe. Where little Debbie at?
Wait. Why gotta be a hoe though? Where's little Debbie at? Listen, little Debbie's on deck. You know what I'm saying? She has made me a lovely dinner, two pancakes. Turkey bacon, some scrambled eggs. She doing the things that she likes to do. So shout out to the girl who just called and said, hey, this little bitch. Niggas just called in and just said, where's little W at? Shout out to whoever just called in. If you just tuned in, this is Elmira Gone Crazy. You can put your baby dad on blast. If the niggas walking around town and phone pilots and your baby needs Similac and he thinking he fly, call in, air his ass out because something needs to be done. You know what I mean? We're talking about good mothers, bad mothers. We're talking about dating. We're talking about Facebook. We're talking about gay marriage today. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on with these gay females and how did they become gay? A wise man once told me that gay females was once straight. And after they got smutted out by the dudes, then they want to play gay all of a sudden. I don't know. But, yo, we about to go pay some bills real quick. And we not. This is how we do it. We're going to play some more. What are we going to go to right now? From Big Pun. Like
radio, TV, and even the press. Say what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S? The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, they used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big trunk jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear Fly Valley boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta-type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum. Or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star, now they call the baby. They call the baby. They call the baby. They call the baby. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee. Better known to y'all as Kamasaku V. He cuts, scratch, transforms with finesse. And all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help on it. Now my cousin born, still try on and on and on to the like break of dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then it look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, born, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper. Like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some deaf doodle. get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep it dead or trying to use.
Yeah. We are back. This is Elmira Gone Crazy. I'm your fucking host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Miss New City. We are sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. If you just tuned in, we're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about good mothers and bad mothers. You know what I'm saying? So if you're listening from the computer or you're listening from, you know, your phone and you want to answer in, press 1. I see all the private callers. Shout out to all the private callers. Shout out to Elmira. Shout out to New City. Shout out to Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about good mothers, bad mothers. We just had a caller in, and she said some good things, some positive things about her mom. But we're going to talk about my mama. My mom is not worth shit. We're going to shoot it straight. And the reason why my mom ain't shit is because at the end of the day, you make kids, you're supposed to take care of them. Even, I know this world is hard. I know things can happen, bills, drugs. Life sends you so many curveballs, but at the end of the day, you have to raise your fucking kids. If you do not raise your kids properly, they grow up, they be crazy like me. I'm Looney Tunes out my fucking mind. So if you're listening, if you're on the check-in and you got a good mom, press 1. I get you on the air. You don't got to say your name. You don't got to say nothing or whatever the case may be as far as that. Oh, we got one. Someone just put their hand up. Private caller, you are on the air. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Y'all
on the air. Who's on the air? Who's there?
Hello.
What's going on? Team Yoga. Somebody over there is wearing yoga pants. Who's wearing yoga pants over there?
Ain't no.
Someone over there is wearing yoga pants. That's why y'all just laughed. Who's wearing yoga pants over there?
Bianca.
Who?
Bianca.
Whoever Bianca is. Whoever's on the phone or whatever the case may be, good mom, bad mom, holler at me.
Good mom.
All you ladies have good mothers?
All of us.
Oh, what's up to you? Can y'all please turn your volume down? I don't know if you're listening from a laptop or a computer. We're getting feedback here at the Bootleg Station. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is Elmira Gone Crazy. You can call in 347-857-4302. We on deck. Elmira's in the fucking building. Elmira finally has a fucking radio show.
Can I ask you some questions?
What happened?
Can I ask you some questions?
Well, okay, so you can ask me. So that's what this is about. You can ask me anything you would like, and I will answer as honestly as I can.
How do you get down?
How do I get down?
Yeah.
Get down as far as... What kind of girls do I like?
I said, what kind of person are you?
You know what? To be honest, I'm life has taught me to be straightforward. That's the type of person I am. If I think you're fat, I just come out and tell you, you know what? You're fat, and you should hit the gym. Not trying to say that I'm diesel or skinny or anything, but life has taught me just to be forward, and that's just how it is, or whatever. You got to come with a better question than that, miss. That's too easy. You got to come with harder questions than that.
So. Can we get in the music video?
Can what?
Can we get in the music video?
Can you get in one of the music videos? The question is, are you a fan of the music? Miss, would you want to get in the video? How about you make a video with one of my songs playing in the background and you shaking your SpongeBob?
I ain't got no SpongeBob. I got a Batcave. I ain't got no SpongeBob. I got a Batcave.
You got a little cake back there?
I got more than a cake.
It's funny. It's funny though. I just wrote a song called That Wagon Street Dragon. So I ain't put it out yet, but it's a nice song for all the girls who got big butts. That Wagon Street Dragon.
I got a wagon so poppy.
No, but I'm saying you have a wagon, but do your wagon stink? Do your butt stink? Do your butt stink? I think your butt stink. Do your butt stink?
Hello.
All right. I don't know what happened to the girl with the stank booty. We just put her on hold. If they want to get in. All right, we got another caller that put their hand up. Their last digit is 7214. You are on the air. Are you tuning in? A little minor technical difficulties, but we're going to get through it. 7214, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah. I had just called and listening to the radio talk show, and it had, like, the blog about the good moms versus the bad moms.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just wanted to call and tell you a little bit about my mom. My mom is an amazing woman. She is 42 years old. She has got lupus, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and a brain tumor, and my mom does everything under the sun possible for me and my sister. Like, there's not one time that she's not there. I mean, she does what a parent should. That's dope.
That is dope. I just know, you know, I don't know what area code are you calling from. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kingsport, Tennessee.
Oh, wow, you're all the way in Tennessee.
I lived in New York for 7 years, but I moved back down here about a year ago.
Okay, well, I mean, in where I live at now in Elmira, it's kind of, you know, there's amazing mothers, but a lot of the mothers are starting out young. Is there any advice that you would, you know, want to give to some of the young mothers who are listening to help them become, you know, better mothers?
If they want to be better mothers, I mean, it's like the way I see it, it's like this. There's people out here in the world that, you know, would kill to have children, that would love to have children, and the same ones out here spreading their legs and getting pregnant, popping these kids out, need to start using more birth control and some type of protection, because there's some people out here that can't have kids that would love to have them. So, I mean, people like that, I mean, you know, if they're trying to be good mothers and trying to better themselves, then they get their priorities straight and put their kids before anything and anybody else, and that includes a man or anybody else.
So who do you think is responsible for, you know, like you said, they need more protection as far as condoms and stuff like that. Do you think the responsibility of that falls on the parents, the community, or, you know, even
If somebody doesn't know about the proper protection, which there's people out here that doesn't know about the proper protection, but the ones that do, that's on them. That's their responsibility, because they're aware of the fact these things are available and they're aware of the fact that, you know, these things are there. But the ones that don't know about it, you know, then those ones are the ones that, you know, the community needs something like Planned Parenthood and stuff like that. They're the ones that could put more flyers out and stuff like that to, like, hey, you know, or even put on, you know, radio advertisements to come to Planned Parenthood for condoms. And, you know, I mean, that's the main goal they're trying to do is, you know, to, like, kind of, like, you know, knock down the, you know, the population rate, but they're not doing anything to help these other moms out here that don't know anything about it. So, I mean, really, it depends on, you know, what side of the tracks they happen to fall on.
Do you think that United States as a whole, do you think that us as a country, we focus on other countries and their problems when we need to worry about ourselves here?
Lot of the problems. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, like on YouTube, people will post videos from, like, China and India and all these other places about, you know, their laws and stuff. We know when it comes to children, like, child abuse over there isn't, like, nothing like it's over here, because over there they can get away with it. And instead of people focusing on, you know, how people are treating their kids and what they're doing for their kids over there, they need to be concerned about their kids here, because the same kids they're not worrying about in this country are the same ones out here in poverty and foster care.
Okay. And another, you know, not to switch gears on you, but, you know, another topic, I don't know if you was listening, but a young lady called in, and she said that the reason why black males go after the Caucasian women is because the Caucasian women put up with, I guess, drama and mess and too much. Would you agree with that?
to a certain extent, because I mean, I'm not racist in any shape, form, or fashion. So anybody that's listening to the show, don't take it that way. But I mean, I have to speak personally because I'm a black female. But I know as black women don't put up with that kind. You know, we don't put up with that at all. We're the first ones to put our foot down. And some white women are the same way. But a lot of white women will just sit back and be like, okay, you know, well, I'll just let you do whatever you want. You know, because I love you, and you know, you've got an income coming in for me and taking care of me and mine. It shouldn't even be all about that. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's just certain people. I guess it really depends on, you know, your home training and where you come from. Because some people have no respect for themselves, and some people have all the respect in the world for themselves.
Well, I mean, I know for me, like, you know, I'm a big Snow Bunny advocate. And I know, and this is just from off my experiences of being on the earth, I personally feel that white women are more comforting. You know, like, say we're watching a movie, for instance. A black, like, when you try to snuggle up with a black woman, she's like, nigga, back up, nigga, you all close and all that. But with a white woman, she would embrace that. She would let the dude lay on the lap, she would rub his head. Because a lot of these dudes that act like they're gangsters and thugs, they be watching Lifetime movies on Sundays.
No, I know that's right. Well, I mean, I'm married to a black man, you know. I mean, I'm a black woman, and I'm married to a black man, you know. My husband, like, you know, I'm, like you said, you know, with the snow bunnies, you know, like, I'm the same way about my husband that, you know, that the other women are by you or, you know, anybody else. Because my husband, like, I mean, he can have the longest day or the shortest day, and he comes home, you know, and he wants to curl up and watch a good movie. You know, that's definitely what we do. Listen, I think it more so comes from, you know, their sense of home training and their amount of self-respect, because some people don't care. Some women just don't care. Like, you know, that some women just rather have the men there to do what, you know, what a man, quote unquote, should do, and them not do anything for themselves. But then again, there's also these women that are very independent that don't need that kind of help and that doesn't, you know, look for that. And some women just, it really just depends on where you come from.
You mentioned that your husband, which means you're married. How long have you been married?
It'll be 4 years in October.
Okay. Now, nowadays in a society where being married isn't popular like it once was. Like when I was young, you know, your grandparents was married for 50 years. It seemed like, and then with the entertainment, people are getting married 1 month and then they're getting divorced. You've been married for 4 years. What makes your situation not better than everyone, but what your mindset that, you know, you say, you know what, I'm quite sure you and your husband have problems and good days and bad days. But what keep you guys together?
Well, we've been through a lot in the last 4 years together. Like the first year of our marriage, he was spent, you know, like away from me for a year due to some problems outside of a relationship with somebody else. And, you know, like I was the only person that was there for him, you know, and I mean, I supported him in every last way possible and, you know, pretty much was his trooper the whole time. And it's just like that little test that we had for the first year of marriage that we weren't together physically, you know, that like, you know, was a big test. Like, you know, we passed tests of flying colors and it's just, I mean, yeah, we have our problems, but, you know, we've just, that one test for a year has been like, you know, our solid foundation for, you know, the length of a relationship. Because I'm like, you know, I told him, I said, if we can get through that, we can get through anything together. You know, trust, communication, you know, it's all of that, you know, is a factor. And, you know, there's some success in a relationship that's been almost 4 years.
All right. So was there a probation period or a acceptance period? Because a lot of females, if they don't get the acceptance from their homegirls, the dude is not going to make it to that engagement spot. Like, you know, it's kind of like a trophy thing. If the female can't carry the dude around as a trophy and the friends don't approve, they kind of like, you know, shun him away. Did you have a problem with that?
Well, see, no, because my thing is, like, I tell all my friends, you know, all my family, anybody that there is, you know, I'm going to be with who I want to be with because, for one, I'm not a minor. And two, if you're really a friend, it shouldn't matter who I'm with. It shouldn't matter where I am or what I'm doing, because if you're a real friend, you're going to be there no matter what. That's the way I am for all of my friends, and that's the way I told them they should be. And the very ones that, I mean, you find out who your friends are eventually because, I mean, you know, something's going to happen. They're going to be like, okay, well, I don't want nothing to do with that, you know, or, you know, well, that's not my lifestyle no more and be out. But the same ones that have been there for you from the very beginning are the ones who aren't going to change. So, I mean, I tell them either you can accept it or you can't. You know, the choice is yours. I'm not going to change who I am or who I'm with or what I'm doing to please anybody else. No one's, you know, no one's working their ass off to please me like that. So I'm not going to please, you know, work myself to please them.
Dope. I think you guys are dope. I'm excited that you called in. I'm excited the fact that you guys, you know, you're black couple and y'all stuck it out 4 years. It's a long time. Hopefully you guys will have a 20th anniversary and stuff like that. You have kids, man?
No, not yet.
Oh, what's keeping you back from procreating?
Just rather, wait until our finances were up and down, because my thing, I'm a big stickler on taking care of kids, because, I mean, I understand some people have to have food stamps and stuff like that to support their kids when they're trying, which is one thing, but, half these deadbeat moms out here just pop kids out like a baby factory without having to have a penny to their name. It's like, they live off the government, they live off welfare, expecting to pay for WIC and food and diapers and everything else, in their housing. And it's like, me personally, I'd rather be an independent Black woman that I am and take care of my kids, by myself and with my husband, financially ourselves, than to have to depend on the system to do everything.
So say if you was the president of the United States and you can take away welfare, would you take that away from people?
No, I wouldn't take it away, but the ones that are on welfare, if I see them, if I get reports back, like how their president gets, of course, feedback from everything, but if I was to get reports back that, 20% of New York State is receiving welfare but isn't doing anything to look for a job or to better the situation, then I'm going to wind up, cutting out, whether it's financial situation, whether it's finances, or whether it's food stamps. Food stamps I probably wouldn't be so hard on, but then again, these same people that are having the government pay for everything are the same ones out here being chronic alcoholics, being major crackheads, being, drug addicts and whatever else. But, I mean, it really just depends. I mean, because some people can't. But, I mean, the ones that are able to, like the ones that are between 18 and 24, 18 and 30 that can do stuff to help themselves and choose not to, if I was president, I sure wouldn't sit back and let them keep, taking money from the government when they can be helping themselves and just choose to be lazy. I mean, it would really just depend on the person and the situation.
True, true. I must admit, I know within the last 2 years that New York State they've kind of stepped it up. They got the people taking programs, and if not, they're cutting off your public assistance and stuff like that. I know me personally, I used to be homeless and stuff like that, and I'm for welfare, but I am against people who actually take advantage of it, because it's unfair. It's starving people. Being that we're the richest country in the world, I just think it's dumb that we still have starving people here and people that get welfare. Because you see it all the time in the news. People that got money, they still collect public assistance,
Yeah.
And they get caught in this fraud and stuff like that. One more question. I don't want to hold your time up because I got to pay some bills real quick. But if you can kind of sum up one thing that 4 years, I'm quite sure you guys are having sex and stuff like that. How, whether it's on your end or your husband end, how are you guys keeping it spicy to where you're not venturing out to cheat or whatever the case may be?
Well, that's one thing. We're very big sticklers on, being faithful. Neither one of us believe in being unfaithful. But, I mean, honestly, to keep it real with you, my husband, like I say, we both are it's just random times of the day, random places, just, something, that young people do to kind of keep their sex lives, spiced up. But it's none of that, stepping out and, or having pictures and stuff like that. It's just 100% me and him all the time. So, I mean, it's just, little things, like I say, he'll bring me home flowers sometimes, and he'll bring me home a card letting me know that he loves me or he's thinking about me throughout the day, or he'll cook me dinner and rub my feet or something, and that scores brownie points.
Do you guys role play?
No, I've actually been kind of nervous about that, but it's been a thought.
I'm gonna give you one that I do once in a while, and you can't tell nobody. You got a promise? You can't spill it, but you can use it
okay.
Once. So, this is what it is. You get home. You clean up your room nice, whatever. You light the candles. And what you do is, Tarzan and Jane, you lay on the bed, booty butt naked. You're butt naked. You got leaves on your nipples and stuff like that, and leaves covering your choke. What you do is you have your husband wear a Tarzan outfit. If he doesn't have chest hair, tell him to shave some hair somewhere else and glue it on his chest. And what he's going to do is he's going to crawl on the bed like a gorilla at the edge of the bed. And he's going to crawl to you. And then y'all take it from there. I'm not going to tell you the rest because I'm a Christian, and they might kick me out of church. But that's what I'm going to give to you. I just want to thank you for calling in and sharing, and the listeners are listening, whether it's on the computer or through the line. And, hopefully some of the things you had to say, you enlighten them. You want to give any shout-out?
Just to my mom. I love her very much. My sister, my family in Ithaca and Rochester, and to my family down here in Tennessee.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Ithaca. You know what I'm saying? I got an apartment in Ithaca. Don't tell nobody. Thank you for calling in. And I want to say this too, miss. Kiss your mother, hug your mother, and love her. My mom is the worst. And I don't envy from a jealous aspect, but, you know, it makes me sad but happy at the same time. That there are good, great moms, and always like, man, I wish I could have a good mom. But it didn't happen that way. But I'm happy that she was able. She taught you something, right? Because you're faithful to a man for 4 years, and that's rare in this day and age.
Yeah.
And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, this is Elmira Gone Wild. We just had the lovely lady from Tennessee call in on a check-in and let us know what's really good about the situation. I got to go take a piss. I can't pee and talk to y'all at the same time. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw in Elmira Girl's track. You know, it's the kid Lucky Me. Uh-huh.
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm back, whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Marie.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna give that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here slaying.
Yeah.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
Elmira girl.
Remix.
Elmira girl.
Remix.
Elmira girl.
This the remix.
Elmira girl.
Yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You rolling this with your life, you playing suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guy. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration? I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where's me on the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix, I'm in the back glowing live with your well with some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't gas the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no diva though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like the sun, girl, where your dollars at? I got a Blackberry now, girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit, come, you swallow that. I buy girls flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mom made, Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo, yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Elmira girl to stop fronting. 1 out of 5 got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me,
yeah, yeah. Nah, they get pregnant by me, baby. Tell them Lucky.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Yeah.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
Elmira girl.
Remix.
Elmira girl.
The remix.
Elmira girl.
Elmira girl,
remix.
Elmira girl,
remix.
Elmira girl,
this is the remix. I know that you don't want love.
Nah.
You wanna get that pussy
up.
I know these dudes out is lame.
Okay.
But you girls keep on playing games.
Why?
Elmira girl,
remix.
Elmira girl,
remix.
Elmira girl,
this is the remix.
Elmira girl,
yeah.
Elmira
yeah.
girl,
yeah.
Elmira girl,
what up?
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch. Right now, fuck your store. Nah, go take care of your kids. What's a Mr. New City anyway? I'll fuck with these bum ass niggas anyway. I don't give a shit if they don't got a job. I'm from Elmira. Fuck that shit. Elmira hoes this, Elmira hoes that. Why you making songs about us anyway, Lucky? Fuck you, bum ass nigga. Nah, I don't want to hear that shit. Get out of my face. Really? Really? Are you for real right now? I'm good. Nah, get away from me. Nah, I'm good.
Here's another one.
Make me lick you from your neck to your back to your shivering, tongue delivering, chills up that spine, that ass is mine. Skip the wine and the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking. Deja vu, the blood spark, finger fucking in the park, pissy off a Cardi dog. Remember when I used to play between your legs? You begged for me to stop because you know where it would head. Straight to your mother's bed, not the Marriott. We'd be lucky if we found a spot next to your sister. Damn, I really missed her. Where she used to rub my back when I hit that. Where she used to giggle when your ass would wiggle. Now I know you used to sweet set the Park of Meridian, trip to the Caribbean, but tonight, no end. There's another one. And another one. And another one. Like a wine face Rolex, you just shine. I like that waistline. Let me hit that from behind. Which wall you wanna climb? My style's genuine. Girl, I love you all time. I got you pinned up. Put your fucking limbs up. All because you like the way my Benz was rimmed up. Bitch, keep your chin up. Please watch me do me nasty. Like it when you make it move fast, mommy. I like it when you throw it on me. No love making, strictly back broken. Seasonal, all his hoes go to my door. They go to his flow to fuck them up. So no caviar, shark bar, strictly sex that's sent to your leftover spaghetti. I know you used to slow CDs and RPs, but tonight they track and six packs while I hit that.
You must be, you must be.
Oh,
you must be. You should make me wine and then I'll just mine.
Yo, we're back. This is Elmira Gone. Wow, Elmira Gone Crazy. I am your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City, and we're back. I want to give a shout-out to all the people who've been calling in. I want to give a shout-out to all the people who's listening from their computers, their phones, doing the things that they like to do. You know what I'm saying? Today, I like to call it Blast Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Dickhead of the day goes to a girl by the name of Caitlin Knife. The reason why she goes into the dickhead of the day is this, she hit me up, right? This girl hits me up. She goes, what's up? I say, what up? She said, working, what up? What are you up to? I say, I'm cool and working, doing the things that I like to do. She says, what's your number? Keep in mind, this girl lives in Georgia. She lives in Georgia, and I don't do the texting thing and all that. If we live in the same town, come through, get that pussy up. Other than that, it's nothing really to talk about. But anyway, she asked for the number. I threw it at her. I said, why you want my number? She said, to talk. Why else? I said, about? She goes, never mind. And then I go, exactly. I said, I'm not a phone buddy, miss. Sorry, I'm different. She says, she goes, laughing my ass off. I said, I'm straight to the point. Have a nice night. She goes, don't be full of yourself. How am I full of myself? She hits me up. She want to holler at me. She tells me the reason why she gave me her number is because she's coming to visit Elmira in about a week or so, and she wanted to chill with me. Now, after, you know, I read that, I said, miss, if you want to come chill with me, one, why do you want to chill with me? She goes, oh, you keep me around. I think you keep me around. So I want to come with you. I said, miss, you don't need my number to get a hold of me if you up here in Elmira. You're going to be on Facebook, obviously. So that means she had a different agenda. She goes and tells me, she said, you know what? I really wanted to tell you this. She said, you're ugly, but you make cute babies. When I read that type of comment, that means she wanted to come up here and get pregnant. Yeah, you're running from that water. I think she wanted to come up here and get pregnant and take my seeds and run back down south where she lives at in Georgia. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I could. But Miss Caitlin Snipes, you're on fucking blast, miss. Do not hit me up. You know what I'm saying? If you wanted some penis, that's all you had to do is say, listen, Lucky, I'm a fan of whatever you're doing, and I would like your penis all around my mouth, like my eyeballs, icing everywhere. That's what I want you to do. I want to touch your penis. I want to love it, and I want to hold your shrimp. So she get the dickhead of the day. Moving right along. Hold on. So Lil Debbie is on my back. Well, and first of all, speaking of Lil Debbie.
You have a bald spot right here.
So what? Back to Lil Debbie. All y'all Lil Debbie fans, y'all can go to hell. Y'all can jump over a bridge. Y'all don't know her. Y'all don't know the real her. You know what I mean? Y'all don't. So stop dick riding. Have a nice day. No more Lil Debbie talk. Back to the things that we're talking about and the things that we like to do. I want to go off the record. Well, I'm on the record by saying this. Ladies, mothers, save your tax money. You never know when you're going to need it. Stop buying useless shit that you're going to have to pawn to me later down the road. Save your coin. Get your kids fresh. Throw a couple $1,000 in the bank. Put it in a shoebox. Save for a rainy day. The summertime's coming. And if I date another girl from Elmira and she can't buy me an ice cream in the summertime, we're going to have some fucking problems. You're wearing yogas and you can't give me an ice cream. We're going to have some fucking problems. Shout out to New City. Shout out to all my kids. You know what I'm saying? I got 12 kids out there. You know what I'm saying? Ray Ray, Young Craig, Earl, and little TJ. Shout out to all my kids. And we out here doing the things that we like to do. If you're tuning in, this is Real Talk. This is Elmira Gone Wild. Why is this girl on my neck? How can I help you, little Debbie? How can I be your sister? We going right to the... We're going to go to commercial break because someone's on my neck. You want to charge your phone? You could have then asked them for one of the charges.
Oh, they're using them too. You usually have a plug.
Yeah, I wanna apologize to all the calls. We're having technical difficulties, but we got the situation fixed or whatever. We got 55 minutes left in the show. Once again, I apologize. It has nothing to do on my end. It's dealing with Blog Talk Radio. We are back. I apologize. I'm going to play this one more song. I'm going to play this track, and then we're going to get back into the show. Once again, I apologize to all the listeners and all the people that called and hung up. All right? Because we're riding around. We're getting it.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, boy.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. Get mine, I spin it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. Get mine, I spin 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spin it. It's mine, I spin it. It's mine, I spin it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
I am smoking on exotic. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every
mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile. I had a coat for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes. And I ain't crazy.
Caller, you're on the air. 8269, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
You're on the air. How you doing, sweetie? Where you calling from?
Elmira.
Elmira, New York. Shout out to all the Elmira girls, and a shout out to you. You have a good mom or a bad mom?
I have a decent mom.
Decent mom. What makes her decent? And not great.
She can be a bitch. She can be a bitch when she wants to be, but if I need help, she's got my back.
Oh, okay, okay. Are you a mother yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We've been, you know, throwing this around a lot, and I know a lot of mothers, a lot of females listening. Being that you live in Elmira, I'm quite sure you see and you hear a lot. What are some of the things that some of these Elmira women can do to better themselves and for their families? Hello? I think we lost her. She hung up. Shout out to the Elmira girl who called from 8269. Call back in, miss. Your call dropped. Shout out to you. We're going to go right back to the music if you just tune in. This is Elmira Going Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me. I'm over here eating pancakes, so don't mind me. We're talking about a lot of things. Shout out to the private callers. We're talking about good moms, bad moms. What makes your mom a good mom? And if your mom is a shitty mom, what makes your mom a shitty mom? And I'm talking about all the ones who lose, like the mothers that lost their kids and they fought for them to get them back. And the ones who just said, I don't give a fuck, and say, hey, you know what, give my kids up. So like I said, if you have a good mom, you're listening, you're listening, and you want to let your voice be heard, press 1. We got you on deck. I hear you. Let your voice be heard.
Yo, turn my music up. Up some more. Up some more. Up a little bit more. Promise me that you won't diss me.
right, y'all ain't tuning in to listen to me sing. Yo, this is Omari Gone Crazy. I'm your host, Lucky Me, a.k.a. Mr. New City. If you tuned in, you know what I'm saying? We here Mondays and Wednesdays from 8 to 10. So if you ain't doing shit, you sitting back, you know what I'm saying? You watching Catfish or some shit, turn that shit off, tune in, call in, let your voice be heard. Your it's 347-857-4302. Once again, 347-857-4302. We're sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. I just got a question on my inbox, and the question that she wanted me to discuss is, if you're married, ladies, would you bring another girl in the bed just to make your man happy? Press 1 if you want to, you know what I'm saying, if you got an answer for that. You don't got to say your name and none of that little reckless stuff or whatever the case may be. But I want to hear from the ladies, you know what I'm saying? I know for me, I can't, I wouldn't want my girl to bring another girl in the bed based off the fact that women know how to eat coochie good. So if another girl could get in the bed and eat my girl better than I can lose my girl. So it's not happening on my end. And so I can't let that go down or whatever the case may be. We got a couple. We got my dude T here. Yo, T, you wanna chime in on this?
What?
Oh, you gotta come get on the joint. You gotta time. Which, if your girl wanted to bring another girl in the bed, would you let her?
Yeah.
Why?
Spice things up. Maybe your cat gets bored. I want a new cat.
But are you not scared that? You're not scared that another girl is going to take your girl and then just leave you out dry?
No, that would be fucked up, though.
But you don't, you're not.
Nah, because if you know what you're doing, you're a man, you're confident in your game or whatever you've got, another girl should be able to take your girl.
All right, hold on 1 second. We got a caller on deck, 2116. You are on the air.
No, not at all.
You wouldn't bring another girl into the bedroom?
Not at all. I'm too selfish.
You're too selfish. So that wouldn't, you know, like I said, that's not happening at all whatsoever?
Never.
Okay. We bouncing around. We all, this type of show, we all over the place. You have a good mom, bad mom?
I have an in-between mother.
So if you're giving out awards for good mothers, would she get a reward?
Probably not.
Probably not. Why? Give the listeners a little background. You don't got to be too in-depth. You don't got to tell us too much, but some of the characteristics of your mom.
When I was 8, to the time I was almost in high school, she was with an abusive man, and she always chose him over me. And then she ended up doing something stupid that landed her in prison for 4 years. And when she came out, she treated me as that little girl that she left behind and not the girl, a girl at the age that I was. And we still have a lot of complications between two of us because of everything that we've gone through. And there's still questions that I have for her that have been unanswered since she came out that she will not answer. And it causes us to fight. But there have been certain things. She's been changing. She's been realizing that I'm not the little girl anymore and I'm grown. And we've been okay, but we're not at our best and we're not at our worst.
All right, so, I mean, is it safe to say, and this is just a question, like, being that, you know, mothers can do some traumatic things to make you not even want to, you know, fuck with them. Like, my mom done some things that's really fucked up. And you just, you know what I'm saying, said that your mom did some fucked up things. Is there a chance that your mom can redeem herself in this lifetime? Or will it always just stay at that, it can never exceed that okay level where you guys are at? Can it be where you guys are at, like, oh, my mom is so amazing? Can she do something to where it can make it feel like your mom is so amazing?
I think that she needs to try to correct the wrongs that she's done to me. I think that we need to sit down and have that conversation, and she needs to answer the questions she's never answered for me. And I think we would have a better relationship because everything would be on the table like a mother and daughter relationship is supposed to be.
Okay. I'm you know what I'm saying, people got their tissue out, they crying and stuff like that. I'm crying over here at the station or whatever, so we're gonna switch it up a little bit. I'm quite sure you heard the people talking, and I know you're Caucasian. How do you feel about black girls, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything, but how do you feel about black girls always saying, and I hear this a lot, that black guys mess with white women because they're pushovers and stuff like that?
I don't think it's true at all, but that's just my opinion, so.
Well, I mean, even though it's an opinion, a lot of it's a normal and a opinion that I hear normally. Why do you think that, though? Because I know from dealing with you personally, you're crazy. You're really crazy.
I'm not crazy.
No, seriously, all jokes aside, you're one white woman. You're crazy. You hit people with your cars. You stalk them. You can be crazy.
I don't stalk anybody, and I've never hit anybody with my car. I'm not crazy. I might have burned an ex of stuff, landed over a couple times, but I'm not crazy.
Well, I mean, I just want to change this whole perception that, you know, black women feel that white women are pushovers. I think you're more delicate. But hold on 1 second, 2116. We got an 845 caller. You are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Lucky? It's Sexy Toes.
Oh, what's good? Oh, Jeannie in the building, Sexy Toes. How you doing, little mama? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm too good. I just got done chilling with my sister at Umbeacon. But on a serious note, I drove a dude in my taxi one day, and he said the reason that black guys go for white women is because white women were raised right. They know how to treat a man. They know how to wine and dine, you know. They always had a home-cooked meal and a clean house for the man when they come home from a hard day at work. And they know how to take care of a man. That black women are more like, they've never really had, like, a father around because most, like, like I said, 75% of black women are single mothers. So, like, white women are grown with, like, a two-parent household, and they've grown up seeing how their mom treats their father. So that's why most black women go for white women because they know how to treat their man, make the less mom.
Oh, that's an angle that I've never heard anyone say that. And I think you may make a great point. So it's safe to say, from what you just said, that, and I'm going to clear it up so if people didn't understand you a little bit, you're saying that white women grew up in a two-parent home, so they had an example of what it is like to treat a man or a husband, and black women, and black people in general, African-Americans grew up in broken homes. So they're taught somewhat to be independent, I don't need a man type deal, you think?
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. And, like, I feel if my man is going to go out and put it down for me, like work his ass off and bring home that bread and take care of the family, I better have a clean house, a hot cooked meal when he comes home. His kids better be taken care of and cleaned and you know, shit like that. And I better be looking decent. I'm not talking. I have, like, half full makeup and my hair did and shit like that. But I'm talking, like, I better be presentable. I can't be a bum in PJ pants and stuff like that all day. Like, he better come home to a wife looking decent, dinner cooked, house clean and stuff like that. And, you know, I've noticed this. Most black women I know, grown up from broken homes, and they don't understand that. But a lot of white families I've noticed are, like, mom and dad are home together. So, like, you learn by example. You learn how you're raised. And the way you're raised is the best example, and it's the best way of how you're going to be when you grow up.
So even though, you know, the black women grew up, you know, based off what you said, your opinion, being a dude, is it safe to say that black women?
Last over the overpass.
No. I'm trying to get this out the best way I know possible without sounding racist or anything like that. But don't. Do you think black women still deserve a chance, even though?
I think they deserve a chance because after a certain age, you know what's right from wrong, and you know how you're supposed to do things. Like, honestly, if you want to keep – anybody can keep the hood rat mentality, but also you can change. Like, a hood rat can change into wifey material. Like, everybody deserves a shot, but if Like, you notice that they're starting to keep that hood rat mentality, then you gotta say sayonara. But if they're gonna like become waifu material, no matter what race, then they keep her.
So all right, so you said a whole bunch of things all in one. So you think a hoe can be can change her life around? Like a girl is out there messing with a lot of guys, she can just wake up one day and say, "Fuck that, I want a husband," and no, I'm saving this pussy for my husband.
Yeah, exactly. Like that ass. Like because you know I've grown up pretty wild. Like I did my share of drugs, I did my share of crimes, I did some time. But now I'm a good mom, I'm a good wife, and I have a successful household. Like I got my own place, I got two cars, you know, I'm actually, I just got a job today. I'm going back to school for my nursing degree. You know, I'm doing what I gotta do. And there's many, everybody can do what you gotta do. If you've got a powerful brain, you can do what you gotta do. Anybody's capable of changing. Anybody's capable of doing what they gotta do. Like, it comes down to this. Less excuses, more action. Like, anybody can change. Anybody can change. Anybody can put it down and do what they got to do to make a successful family. But if you want to have, like, if you want to be a hood rat and skip around, that's you. But if you want to have a successful family, you can do that. Anybody can do that. It's not race-specific. Like, anybody can put it down and have a good family.
And you know what, I'm agree with you as far as the hold on, someone got their hand up, they wanna say something real quick before I interject.
Word, you know I love a debate. You know I love people's opinions, so
all right. 0181. Why isn't the baby picked up?
Hi, Lucky Me. I just wanted to say you're doing a good job and I love you. I love your music, you're a great person. And I hope you have a good night. Goodbye.
All right. Shout out to whoever that was. Okay.
Lucky got mad lovers out there. Lucky's got that love. Look at that. Look at that.
You crazy. No, I think you made some great points. The whole thing about the hoe to the housewife thing, a lot of guys would say, no, don't do it. But, you know, once upon a time, and I'm not going to play a name.
Listen. There's always a man out there who can change a woman. Like, if you give the woman the guidance, the confidence, and give her some self-esteem, now listen, you don't got to be like this. You could go to school. You can do something. You could succeed in life. If you're that man that could change that woman's mind, you're her hero. You know what I'm saying? You saved that woman's life. But if you're going to be a man, just hit it and run or whatever, whatever. Use it for some money and whatever, whatever. Then you need to bounce. Any man that's going to put it down for a woman can change her mind.
I understand that, but how, like, you know, what about the single guys? Like, you know, a female who has two or three kids and she has a night out and she goes to the bar, and then this single young bachelor meets this female in the bar. Why should he give this person who has two kids a chance? Like, why should he do that?
Okay, I understand she's got two or three kids, but if, you know, she's got a home, she's got a job, yeah, mom, 10S. If she's got a job, if she's got a home, and she's putting it down without no man, and she's this independent, and yeah, like, give her a shot. Like, obviously, she's out because she needs a break. Every mom needs a break. Like, okay, date her, whatever, hang out with her, chill with her. See how it goes. Take things slow. Slow is key. Like, you don't want to be, like, putting it all out, like, putting a ring on her finger the first night. Like, no, that's not the...
Would you date a guy with three kids?
Which way?
If I was not happily married and I met a dude who was respectable who had three kids, yes, I would. Like, if he had his own and he was doing his thing and he had three kids, yes, I would. I would give him a shot because it's not about, you know what I'm saying? It's not about the kids. It's about who he is as a man. And I would give him a shot.
Okay, well, real quick, the final, your final answer, I mean, final question I have for you is, you're married for 10 years, and your husband, you want to spice it up a little bit. Do you bring another female into the bed with you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You never bring another person into the equation, and you keep Facebook out of it. Once you bring Facebook, mom, you got to make it right. Once you bring Facebook into your marriage, it's done.
So, okay. So, Well, you just got to shout out Jeannie, by the way. Lil Debbie just gave you a little shout out. She in the clean dishes and all that. She said, go, Jeannie, you go, girl. That's what
I love my Lil Debbie team, Lil Debbie, all the way. Mom, you got to make a left. I'm sorry. I'm directing my mom. I went out and I had a couple drinks tonight, so I had to designate it. I'm not trying to get no DWIs. I don't want no cases right now, you know?
I hope you got some mints in your mouth and some bottled water in case you get pulled over. So,
no, my mom is driving me. My mom is driving me. I don't drive. If I have a sip of alcohol, I do not get behind the wheel, Lucky. You know I'm smarter than that.
You mentioned Facebook. And people always say this. How can Facebook mess up your relationship or marriage? How can you allow that to mess up your...
Okay, because Facebook, and you know this, is drama. You bring... No, you're not, Mom. You didn't listen. Okay, Facebook is mad drama. People are mad drama to begin with. Other girls are mad drama, especially a female who is low on herself.
So what do we do now?
If she sees a happy relationship and she's miserable, most females will turn around and destroy your happy relationship just because she doesn't want to see you happy. You do not let anybody into your happy family, into your happy relationship. You keep it between you and your significant other, and that's how it has to be.
But then why do females get mad when dudes, like, I say it all the time, girls get mad at dudes because they click like on a picture. Do those type of things upset you?
A lot of women are insecure, like, especially
what about
if you?
What about you? Are you, if I was your man, and, you know what I'm saying, You just got a notification on your wall, and I clicked like because the girl got her titties out, and I was like, ooh, sexy. Click like. Would that upset you?
Okay, well, I'm mad insecure. Lucky, you remember how skinny I was. I was 75 pounds before I had my kids. Now I'm 150. So, like, I would be a little bit insecure. I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, do I not look good enough for my man anymore? Like, you know. Men think women are psycho when we start thinking that, but, like, once you've had kids, you put on a couple of pounds, you feel it's, like, the end of the world, and, like, the minute your man even clicks like on another girl's picture, it's like, oh, my God, is he going to leave me? So, like, that's the honest opinion. That's how I feel. I don't know about any of the females out there, but that's how I feel. I'm mad insecure about my looks now, and it's just, like, I feel if my man's looking at another girl, it's like, oh my God! What am I doing wrong?
So I was riding with you up into the Facebook thing. So you're saying if your man clicks like or comment on a female's picture, that takes away from your sexiness. You feel some type of way when he's your man, but you feel some type of way about that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, except for my toes, because, you know, my toes are always on point. Like, but that's just the insider between me and you. But
I love your toes. I love your toes. I masturbate to your feet every night before I go to bed.
Yeah, that gives me some confidence right there. Unfortunately, yes, Mom, you're going to have to pay another toll because you didn't listen to me. My mom doesn't know exactly directions, so, but,
Well, you ever buy a toaster strudel?
What happened?
Do you like toaster strudel?
Absolutely.
So you know the white frosting that you put on the toaster the strudel or whatever?
Yeah, that shit is delicious.
That's like me. That's my icing is like on your feet like that, just like that. That's how the icing go on your feet. My thing is this: I hate when females say that Facebook can break up a relationship. I hate the fact that Jeannie, do you put pictures up on Facebook?
Yeah. Yes, I do, but I usually have some kind of makeup, and I usually make sure that I look okay.
Okay, so when you upload a picture to Facebook, what is your intention?
I don't know. It's just like if my family or my friends or people from high school search me out, I just don't want them to think I turned into like a slob or something like that. I want to make sure that they think that I'm so respectable.
So if you put up a picture, you got your legs out, you got your toes out. You got your titties looking nice and all that good shit and all that, and a dude say, "Hey, sexy." Is he wrong for saying that you're sexy because you look nice in the picture?
No, he's not. But I'm gonna let him know right off that I'm married and I have a family. Like that's the type of person I am. I'm not unfaithful.
So you're gonna do that. You're gonna do that to every single comment. So you get 20 comments. Every dude you're gonna put, "Well, I'm sexy. Thank you for the compliment, but I'm married." You gonna say that after every comment?
Well, obviously, you know when you hit somebody up on Facebook, you can see their status. So, like, if he says you're sexy, I'm gonna say thank you. But if he prefers, like, what's good, ma? You want to chill? You want to party? I'm gonna let him know that I'm married. Like, you can say I'm decent looking. That's cool. I understand that. But it's like, if the dude wants to cross the line, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm married. Like, okay, because I'm not unfaithful. I have never cheated on any relationship in my entire life. I'm probably old school. I'm probably old school in that mindset.
All right, 2116, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you agree with her as far as the pictures and Facebook and stuff like that? If you're in a relationship, can your man post and click like on other pictures?
It's just a picture.
So you don't get jealous off that? Like, he said, hey, sexy, your titties look nice.
Now, if you're talking about some other girl's titties, I might have a problem. But if you're just liking a picture saying, oh, you look good, or oh, you look beautiful, that's fine. But don't get sexual with it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We got another caller with his hands up. He or she at 2647. You are on air.
Yo, I'm just hearing, man. What's up with these Elmira girls with that stank pussy?
All right.
Elmira.
Okay.
They be having that stank.
So you're saying Elmira girls have stank vagina?
Yes.
How many girls have you been with from Elmira?
Four.
You've been with four girls. How do you know the pussy stink? Do you pull the pants off first, or do it come straight through the leggings?
It just comes straight through.
Where do you find these women?
I don't even know. I picked up one at Welfare.
What, DSS?
That is
yeah.
Great.
All right, so, I mean, what lines do you use to get these women?
What
lines do you use to get these women? How do you approach them? What's your lines? I can't get no girls.
Are you trying
to
suck this dick later?
You walk straight up to them and say, are you trying to suck this dick later? That's what you say to them.
Yeah.
Do you have any kids, sir?
Yeah.
Do you take care of your kids?
Ding, you're mad.
Yeah? No, do you take care of your kids, sir? Oh, he hung up. Shout out to the caller, the dingy man caller, whoever he is. He said that Elmira girls' vaginas are nasty. I would like to disagree with him because I eat Elmira girls' vaginas all the time, and I've never got a bellyache from it. 2116, you still on there?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that guy that just called in and said that Elmira girls' vaginas are nasty and they smell?
Well, if he's thinking of girls from Welfare, there's where his problem lies, for one. And for two, wow, really, like, at least I know with me and all of my girlfriends, if we know we're down to get something, we're in the shower. Doesn't matter.
All right, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to play one side of the card. The Elmira dudes, do you think their hygiene is up to par?
Some. Not every single one.
Well, I mean, when obviously you're in a situation right now and you go out all the time. What are some of the lines Elmira guys try to hit you with to try to get into your pants?
I actually haven't been out in a while, and the last guy I'm trying to get in my pants happens to be my ex-fiance's girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. And I don't even remember what he said to me one day, but it was something outright and sexual, but it kind of hinted to the fact that he's just trying to get back at his ex that is now with mine.
Yeah, I cannot hear you. Say that again, I'm sorry.
I said I haven't been out in a while, and the last person that tried to, like, hit on me and get me in bed is my ex-fiance's girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. And I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something pretty outright and sexual. But it's pretty much she just wants to do it for like a revenge kind of thing, and I'm not having it.
Do those lines, like, I think, honestly, I believed him. When he said that he can just walk up to a girl and say, yo, well, you going to suck this dick. Like, he said something like that. I believe that a line like that could work in Elmira. Just walking up to her and say, hey, how you doing? My name is Stanley. Would you suck this dick? Like, I believe that that would work. Because you know why? I've tried to come like a gentleman. Hey, how you doing, sweetheart? I think you're amazingly beautiful. You're breathtaking. I would love for you to accompany me while we get a meal. You know what I'm saying, get a slice of pizza, and I get turned down all the time. Why is that the bad guys in Elmira get all the pussy and all the good guys don't get no pussy from in Elmira?
Because every girl wants that bad guy, that whole bad guy persona. It's such a turn-on that...
Get a leather jacket? Should I get a patch over my eye and a leather jacket and then a motorcycle and I'll be a bad boy?
Hey, you never know. It depends. Because each girl's perception of a bad boy is always going to be slightly different. Like, it's weird.
It's weird, and that's what you're going with. Are you a big fan of the show Catfish?
I've watched it.
And how do you feel about that, knowing that there's a lot of females out there making a lot of fake pages and things of that nature?
I think that the way these people believe that the person that they're talking to is actually, like, a real person, and even though they've never Skyped or seen a recent picture or said, hey, can you send me a picture with my name on a notebook or something, I think, for one, you're fucking stupid to do that. Because, like, I'm sorry, there's no way in hell I'm going to talk to Jim from North Carolina and let it be some girl who hated me from high school trying to get me to fall in love with this sweet person and say, never once say, oh, let's Skype, or, oh, well, let me see more pictures.
So you think some of that shit is fake, that they really know? Like, I don't see how in this day and age, you know, with all these pictures and texting, that if a girl, listen, my patience is running very, very thin. And if a female sends me no picture within the first day or something like that, she's not getting my time. She's not getting my time. If we live in the same town and I'm trying to chill, even if it's just to smoke a blunt, something regular, we don't have to be fucking and all that shit all the time. That comes the next meeting. But if they're not trying to... listen, we got some Philly heat on my neck right now. We got to go to commercial break real quick. We got ASAP Rocky. If y'all know who that is. Nah, I'm sorry. We doing it like this. Wait, we got to stop that. Like I said, when someone put their hand up, they get to go on the air. We got a private caller. You are on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. They hung up. Shout out to the private caller. You just gave me a click. Cha-ching. Thank you for that. Sorry about that, technical difficulties or whatever. 216, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's good, Rock?
Yeah, what's good? What's going on, boss? Where you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
No, we started
hot. Yeah, we're having a crazy discussion today, a good discussion. First off, how do you feel about Facebook and people clicking like? If you're in a relationship with a girl, would you be pissed off if she commenting on niggas' pages and all that?
You already know.
Why do you comment on girls' pages?
Not at all. If I do, it's like a mutual friend.
Hello?
If I do comment, it'll be like a mutual friend.
So is there a limit? Like, if people are in a relationship and, you know what I'm saying, a girl's putting their boobs in the sky and all that, them over the head pictures where they got the pretty face, they big girls with pretty faces and big titties, but they don't show the rest of their stomach and body because they feel insecure about it. So the guys see the big titties and they're like, oh my God, like. Is there a rule against that from being in a relationship?
Like, if it was my wife, yeah, I wouldn't be having none of that.
So girls that are in relationships, there should be, like, a respect level with their men where they shouldn't even be putting booty pics and stuff like that. They should have conservative pics.
Exactly.
Okay. And as far as, you know, not to really get into your personal situation, but what would you label your mom as, a good mom or a bad mom?
My mom, a great mom.
All right, so, you're all the way out there, and, you know, what is that, 604? That's 604, right?
I think it's 216.
Oh, 216, my bad. I'm thinking about, you know, bad, we're always talking about 604. But what makes your mom a good mom?
She's always there for me, thick and thin. I could tell you plenty of days I sat in CCJ, and my Dukes was the only one putting money on the books, visits Mondays and Wednesdays, only one there for you. Always got a nice hot meal, you know what I mean?
Is your dad present in your situation, like in your life?
Nah, he never has.
So you would like to think that you've grown up to be a respectable young man, right?
Definitely.
So what are some of the things that your mom has taught you and that you kind of remember that helped you to be the man that you are today?
You always give it 100%. Never give up on anything. Not only be true to others, but be true to yourself.
Okay. That's pretty dope. We had a caller calling earlier, and we were debating and discussing why African-American men usually go for white women, and she was saying the reason why, that was just her opinion, she said the reason why is that, you know, most white women grow up in a two-family home, and African-American women grow up in, you know, a single mother home, and so they're taught from young kind of to have like an attitude like, oh, I'm independent, I don't need a man. So when they get older, they deal with guys, whether it's a black guy, white guy, they have an attitude. And you know, black guys, when they see the attitude, you know, we kind of run from that. And then when it comes to white women, we see that they're nurturing, and her basis was just saying that, you know, white women have examples to follow, which is their mom, how their mom treat their dad. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
So that you think that's one, so she's on to something as far as that?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Hold on 1 second. 845, I see you with your hand up. You chimed in. Elmira's going crazy. You on? Okay, she ran off. Whoever the 845, I appreciate the call. That's another click, cha-ching. So how can black women change that perception?
Black women just be mean as hell. You already know.
So, listen, it's funny that you said that black women are mean. And don't get me wrong, if any black women are listening, this is not the bash black women show. This is just, you know, pointing out people's opinions and views. Just because my views are this way or anything, that's what it is. I think black women are very mean. They can be hurtful. They can be really mean. And guys don't like that. Guys, it's bad enough we have to have an image of being a tough guy in the streets 24/7. And when we come home, we just want to be ourselves. We want to relax. We want to cuddle. Pause. We just want to, you know what I mean, relax. Do you feel that there's any type of way that black women can change that, though?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Do you think these shows help black women, like, you know, the Love and Hip Hop and the Bad Girls Club? Do you think that helps them?
Not really, because it still gives them the persona of they got that attitude.
Hold on, I'm gonna see if we can get it back there. 845, you're on the air. 845, you there? All right, she got quiet. All right, we're gonna play one more song, and then we're gonna end this thing out. Everything goes, anything goes. Today's show is sponsored by Cash for Gold, Steals and Deals. 607-215-1620, Newell Old, get it sold. Sell that gold. You know what I mean? Your boyfriend do you dirty, sell his shit to me. Once again, 607-215-1620. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to end it with the shout-outs, and I'm going to give you my wisdom of the day.
Hey, don't forget to get your Dina Mad shirts from your boy Lucky.
Yo, oh, appreciate that. Appreciate the plug.
Got you.
What means the world to me? Snapping bras, menage a trois.
What means the world to you? Remix, Cameron, UGK, Trina, Ludacris. Shout to Buck. Shout to Chris Green. Let's go, baby. K-Slay.
Left on the show. This is Elmira Gone Crazy. Someone wanted to get their voice in and touch a topic. Lil Mama, you're on the air.
What up, Lucky Me? 845 in the building, showing you some love.
That's what's up.
Anyway, I wanted to touch topic on white women and black women. Me personally, I'm white. I get a lot of the times that I have a black woman attitude. I don't I don't see the stipulations when it comes to, like, being black and white and whatever the case. So that's why I wanted to talk on this topic. I look at it like this. If the man is doing the right thing, you won't get the attitude, period. That's it. Do what you need to do, and you won't get an attitude. Doesn't matter if you're black, white,
so you
Hispanic,
don't,
Chinese.
You don't agree with the other young lady from Rockland where she said that the reason why black girls act the way they act is because of how they were brought up, the black women and single mothers?
No, not at all, because I have a lot of good friends that were brought up with a very good mother or a very good father, and they don't have that attitude, and they're black.
So you're saying it's the dude. So if the dude act right, the female act right?
Straight up, step your shit up, and it's an equal, like, partnership. Step your shit up. She won't have shit to complain about.
I disagree. The dudes who hold shit down and bring their women chocolates and flowers, those are the dudes who get disrespected. All right,
well, if you're doing what you need to do and your bitch is still fucking bugging out, then kick her to the curb. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I mean, yeah, if a girl do dirt, but a dude may keep a girl around because she has a car. But he may know she ain't no good. But she may have a car. It's cold outside. He need to get a Dutch at night. You know what I mean? He may need to do what he's supposed to do. But what I was going to say is, you know, the good guys finish last. And that good guy may be Prince Charming. He may work, have his nice, you know, crib, and he may not be aggressive in bed.
Come on now. Let's be all the way real. Be all the way real. Everybody's got flaws. There's no Prince Charming, none of that. Like,
they are Prince Charming. There's this guy, right? He got a big nose. He be rapping and stuff. He's Prince Charming. I read about him. He's a good guy.
Shut
up. You know he's a good guy. But
shut
the hell
up. You got issues.
The guy can be good, but if the female's past is tainted, she may not want that good guy. She may want, like, say in bed, for instance, if he does everything right, he calls her, he goes to work, he don't cheat and do nothing. But let's just say in bed, he's not aggressive. And because a girl once told me once she cheated on a guy because he didn't have the tiger inside of him that she had. And
she, as a woman, should have, like, basically took that shit in her own hands and try to make it work.
That's called communication.
Straight up, you need that in a relationship.
That's how it should be. Like, I believe females always say, you know, some guys don't know how to eat pussy and all that. I believe once upon a time, there was a time that I didn't know how to eat the pussy. And there was a girl that actually told me, now, listen, Lucky, you got to eat the pussy like this. You got to spread this. I like it like this. Some girls like it like this. No, I'm kidding about because, you know, I was young once, and, you know, she's like, nigga, what are you doing down there? You playing around. I got shit to do. I got to go to work in a bit. And so she communicated with me, and then that situation ended well.
Let me guess. It was a Val bitch.
In the Valley?
Yeah.
Hold on. We got some other people. Let's get them in real quick. Private caller, you're on the air. Oh, we have technical difficulties here, whatever the case may be. 845, yes, Zeldin.
Yeah.
845.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, Rocky, it's Jeannie. I'm back. I lost communication.
Oh,
all right, well, we got 2 minutes real quick. Somebody just challenged your theory, and she pretty much said that it don't have nothing to do with, because there's women who grew up in single homes, and they grew up to be respectable and good black African-American women. What do you have to say to that real quick?
Okay, I understand, like, a lot about it is how you're raised, but honestly, once you reach a certain age, you should know what's right from wrong. Like, you should know, like, being all crazy, going out, partying, doing all this shit when you have kids is not the thing. Like it comes down to the point that when you get to a certain age, you know what's right from wrong. If you don't work, but you have kids, and you have kids with a man, if he's going out and busting his ass, like his feet come home hurting, you better have that meal on the table. You better have his feet.
Hold on, miss. Are you drunk, miss? Are you drinking and driving? You slurring your words. Are you drunk?
No, I am tired. I have been going since 5 o'clock in the morning to keep my house clean, my kids taken care of, my husband a good meal. And then I've had 2 beers tonight. That's it. Plus, I have bronchitis. So, yeah, I am a real woman.
All right, real quick, we got 90 seconds, and I'm just going to throw it out there real quick. When was the last time you had some good penis in your life?
Me?
Yeah.
This morning. Well, my
nice.
Husband.
That's why you're tired. Miss 845, Miss, when was the last time you had some good penis in your life?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Look, you said that confident, too. Yesterday.
Straight, yesterday.
Nice. All right, we got 60 seconds. I want to say thank you to
good
all the callers.
Good show, Lucky. Good show.
Yeah,
thank
word.
You.
Word up. Good topic.
Thank you. That's how y'all be doing. That's y'all voice. Y'all be like, good show. Thank you.
All right. Later.
All right. Shout out to all the callers and all the people that's chiming in. On all
right. Good night, Lucky. I'm going to get these kids to bed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to do my thing.
Call me, Jeannie.
I'm calling you right now, Sam.
All right, I got to find my phone first.
All right, 30 seconds ago, I want to thank everybody that called in. I'll give a shout-out to Elmira, New York, Chemung County, Rockland County, the city, Brooklyn, stand up. I want to say shout-out to all my kids, Amari, Jordan, Marion. Shout-out to all my baby moms. Shout-out to all the callers. We just doing what we supposed to do. Every Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10, call in, holler at your boy. Am I going wild? Am I going crazy? I got to change the baby. We sign it off.
Oh!
Look. Yeah. Let me talk to you just because you listen to yourself. And I'm real over the last all that. I did drugs.